At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. A lot of fun the first 2 hours of the program. Talk to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. By the way, if you miss any of the interviews, you can always go to danpatrick.com and listen to those. And there's also the podcast, the re-airing of the show. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. And you asked for it, and you got it. You wanted the yogurt-dipped mini bones for your puppy, and we have them. Yogurt-dipped mini bones. They're so good that Tyler eats them as well. You can go to danpatrick.com. IndyCar Nashville, the IndyCar series motors on NBC and Peacock. That'll be the next stop, Nashville. IndyCar Sunday, 3 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dp-show. Before we get to Rebecca Lowe, the host of NBC's Premier League coverage, Premier League Live. Seton, the poll question from the first 2 hours is?
We got a couple of them going, Dan. We've got which team had a weirder 2021 season, the Raiders or the Jaguars? Right now, 59% say the Jaguars over the Raiders. And then we also have, does your significant other tell you how to cut your hair, yes or no? 80% say no.
All right. I didn't mention this, the Danettes did. I came in, obviously, I look different today. People think that maybe Steve Kerr has taken over as the host, and it's not. It's me. My wife reached out to the person who cuts my hair and said that she wanted it cut a different way than I did, unbeknownst to me. And this is what I'm left with. 35 years of marriage, and it's teetering on the brink right now. Can you imagine going into divorce court? So do you guys need mediation? Did you guys try to work this out? Judge, look at this. Look at my hair.
Irreconcilable.
Yes.
Difference.
Yes, it is. Yes, Paul.
Some people are comparing your look today to Michael Douglas in Falling Down, if you remember that film. If you got like a short sleeve shirt, a baseball bat, and a tie, you might be able to do Falling Down 2.
This in from Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Roger Goodell will not personally handle the Deshaun Watson appeal. He will designate someone not with the league office to handle this. What's he going to do, walk down Park Avenue and go, hey, Tommy, you want to go hear this Deshaun Watson case? Didn't they already do this with the judge? I'm confused here. Let's get to Rebecca Lowe. She's got things to do. NBC Sports Premier League host ahead of the season kickoff. Why does this say the season lickoff, Todd?
Oh, that's a mistake on my part. It should say kickoff.
It says the season lickoff.
Does it really
tomorrow afternoon on USA
Network? Well, the K and the L are very, they're right next to each other on the keyboard.
Paulie, am I being serious?
No, it's on the prep sheet. It definitely says lickoff.
The lickoff.
It's a very special soccer match.
Now, I don't understand all the terminology with soccer in the Premier League, Rebecca. Is this a lick-off tomorrow?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a new thing. It's a lick-off. I mean, I would go into detail, but your show is at the wrong time of day.
Okay. But it's like, you know, the derby. There are certain, you know, words that I use that I'm not allowed to use. And it's not derby, it's a derby.
Yeah, unless you're me on the Kentucky Derby coverage, where I was so good up until right at the end. And then a derby came out, and I was like, in my head, all I could see was my boss's face. I was like, oh, no, he's going to kill me. He's going to kill me.
The Kentucky Derby, you called it?
I did.
That's
all
right.
I did. It's not okay, is it? It's not. I'm an American citizen, Dan. You know that. I need to do better.
You're in your kitchen. Did you do all the dishes? Are all the dishes?
Well, I logged into you guys and I was like, okay, I'm going to be 2 minutes. I've just got to undo the dishwasher. It's the last week of school holidays. A lot going on. Childcare. I mean, there's just a lot going on in this
okay.
kitchen.
Okay. All right. We appreciate you joining us. The one big question you have going into this year with the Premier League this season is what?
Ooh. Is Manchester United, or are Manchester United going to redeem themselves and return to a club worthy of their history? Or are they going to continue where they've gone for the last 9 years of our coverage, which is fairly abysmal?
I have the odds to win the Premier League, according to DraftKings. Do you want to guess the order?
City?
Man City.
Liverpool.
Yep.
This next one's interesting. I'm going to have to probably go Chelsea.
Nope.
Tottenham?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because they
spent a lot of money.
And then
okay.
Manchester United.
Really? And then Arsenal?
Yes.
Well, that's not going to happen. Okay. Well, I mean, you never know. They spent a lot of money too. But yeah, United's fifth favourites. I mean, that's not where Manchester United should be. So my big question, they've got a new manager. He's already got a big problem with Cristiano Ronaldo, who wants to leave, but nobody wants him.
Why does he want to leave?
Because Manchester United didn't qualify for the Champions League, so they're not going to be playing at that top echelon of European football. And Cristiano Ronaldo cares a lot about appearances, goals, and assists at Champions League level. He's played it every season of his career. He does not, at the age of whatever he is, 37, want Messi to overtake his records. That's really now what he cares about, and United aren't playing in the Champions League, so he'd like to go.
But I'm wondering about this, that I don't know if we talk about good teammates in the Premier League like we do in our sports here in the United States, where, hey, he's not a good clubhouse guy, he's not a good locker room guy, or he's a leader. Ronaldo seems to be about Ronaldo, but can is that a wrong way to define Ronaldo?
I think you're not. I don't think you're wrong, Dan. I think as the years have gone by and he gets to an age where he's running out of time, he becomes more about Ronaldo. In England, our phrase is, are you bigger than the club? Nobody is bigger than the club. And in Ronaldo's case, there's an argument that he is bigger than Manchester United, and he knows it. And he has not been a good teammate. In fact, he played, I think, a few minutes in a game on Sunday in a friendly, and he left the stadium before the end of the game. The new manager is not happy. He's had words with him. And this is not a good way to start a new season. But you're right. Ronaldo at the moment is about Ronaldo.
Could you see a salary cap with the Premier League?
No. No, I can't. I think it would stop certain players coming. It would change the whole face. I don't think that will happen. I think it's too successful. Why change something? I mean, don't get me wrong, 500,000 quid a week is insane. But they're the best in the world. They're the best in the world at what they do. You've got to pay them the best in the world at what they do. And that's okay. I think that's okay.
I just want my squad, Leeds United, to have a chance.
Sorry, my bad. For many a year, I really thought you were a hard and fast Manchester City fan. Now, did that change?
Well, I was Leicester City.
Oh, Leicester, I remember.
Now you're going to mock me, and I didn't mock you about the Kentucky Derby, and I said Leicester City, and you go, Dan, it's Leicester City.
Yeah, I did. I have to. That's
now, it's not
job.
Like you said, oh, this horse is going to win the Kentucky Derby. Like I did Leicester City, I got them winning the Premier League.
I know, but it's so fun. I have to mock you. It's just what we do every time I come on. Leeds United, is that because they have an American manager? Is that why
yes.
you like them now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched the documentary.
Okay. Great. Brownie points. I do think that that manager, there is a chance he may not be there come the end of November. So you may have to have a reevaluation, because don't forget the World Cup is coming. Yeah. So there's a 6-week gap that's never been, which is going to be, the 6-week gap is going to be the time where owners are like, okay, we've got 6 weeks. Let's fire the manager. Let's go. So he's got a tough one. He's lost a lot of good players, Jesse Marsh. I think you may have picked a dodgy one. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I can go back to Leicester City.
You can. And I'm sure there was a Manchester City in there 1 year between 2013 and now. Yeah.
There was.
So and that's okay. You can flip between.
That's corporate. Okay. That's too corporate.
Yeah.
I don't want to be corporate.
<It's true>.
Christian Pulisic, how important is this season for him?
It's massive, but it's concerning. He I'm not sure he particularly wants to be there anymore. His dad came out on Twitter at the end of last season, sort of hinting that Pulisic wanted out because he wasn't starting games. But the guy gets injured a lot. So it's difficult to get a run in the team because he gets injured. And then it's difficult for the manager to know whether or not he can trust him. So they've bought a few players which will challenge his position, Pulisic. And he's fine for the World Cup. Obviously, he's a shoe-in for the US men's national team. That's not a problem. Something big has to happen. He has to have a brilliant first couple of months of the season for him to come off the table of conversation. At the moment, he's on the table of conversation, as in, is this going to be his last year, A, at Chelsea, and B, in the Premier League?
We're talking to Rebecca Lowe. She is the host of NBC Sports, the Premier League coverage, and the season licks off tomorrow on USA.
Hit the wrong letter. Keep rubbing
very
it in.
Licky.
Yes, it licks off.
Yeah. We'll be licking off in the studio. No. Carry on.
Fritzy is very dodgy.
So dodgy, by the way.
The reaction to the Saudi investment fund buying Newcastle, and you have the live tour. Like, is there any kind of moral compass that's pointing towards the Premier League going, what are we doing here?
Yeah, but I feel like that for Newcastle United, who are owned by that group, they're delighted that Liv has come along. Because Live Tour is now taking all of that flack. Because Newcastle, I think, were bought in, I want to say, Christmas time-ish. And they took a lot of flack. There were protests. There were all sorts of problems. There was lots of the other clubs getting angry, saying, what's going on here? And they kind of rode it out. And then Live came along. So they're delighted. So at the moment, and I wouldn't say that football's moral compass is particularly strong. It comes out every now and then. At the moment, we've all just forgotten about it. Newcastle United, this is what happens. Everyone moves on to the next thing. And the next thing is Liv. So Newcastle are going about their business, spending their money, and looking good this season, by the way. And that's going to be the story, not who they're owned by.
But couldn't they spend whatever they wanted? They could.
No. There's a cap. There's a financial fair play. You have to spend. There's a certain ratio with what goes out of the club and what comes back in. So you can't spend a billion and only take in 200 million. You can't do that. You used to be able to when Abramovich turned up at Chelsea, and even when the City owners turned up, you can't do that anymore. It's called financial fair play. So they try not to let that happen. So Newcastle have a little bit of a cap. Add on to that, they have what's called a Newcastle tax. So if Newcastle go to a club and say, I want to buy your player, that club's going to chuck on another 10, 15 million because it's Newcastle and they know they got the money.
Kind of a luxury tax like we have in the NBA.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Did they take away Abramovich's yacht? Did he lose his yacht?
I think the yacht is still moored somewhere, but I mean, I don't think he's been on it. I mean, where is he? Don't know. Nobody knows where he is. Don't know where the yacht is, but I think the yacht is still in his possession. Yes.
I miss
that. The football club, though, of course, owned by another American. You guys are obsessed with the Premier League, Dan Patrick. You started it all. You and me. Yep. That's what I'm saying.
But is there pushback, though, from Americans owning and coaching and... Where are
no.
we?
Okay, so we are a lot better than we were. So now, because Liverpool are owned by really good owners in John Henry and the Fenway Group, Sports Group, and it's gone so well, and their recruitment has been brilliant, and they've won tons of trophies, the perception of American owners has changed. That, thank goodness, because at Manchester United, there were problems. At Arsenal, there have been problems. But that perception, I would say, led by the Liverpool ownership group, has changed. So, no, there's no pushback on the new owners of Chelsea. Todd Bowley seems to be doing a good job so far. He's made some big changes. He's very hands-on. He comes with a good reputation. So far, no pushback. In terms of coaches, yes. And that's because we can hear them speak. We don't really hear Todd Bowley speak. But when a Jesse Marsh talks in Jesse Marsh's accent, which is your accent, it's so unusual still. It's a bit like when I started my career as a woman. When I spoke, I mean, I was just absolutely hammered. I was just abused like you wouldn't believe, because it was jarring to the whole generation of football fans. Mm. It's the same with Jesse Marsh. When he speaks and he talks about offsides, plural offsides, and we're trying to tell him it's offside, you know, and there's a few things. I mean, he's trying, bless him, and I don't want him to change. He is who he is, and he knows the game inside out. It's a brilliant coach, but unfortunately there will always be, as there always are in life, people who don't like new things, right?
Does your son Teddy have your accent or your husband's?
So he's a hybrid, and he definitely says banana, but then he'll say other things in an English accent. He will use American words. So we now are talking about trash. We're talking about trunk and candy.
As opposed to, what are your words?
As opposed to rubbish. That's what we, are you going to put out the rubbish? Not the trash. And the boot is the boot, not the trunk. And sweets, not candy. So he has like a whole different vocabulary, mm-hmm. but I want that. I don't want him to be different. So I'd like him to be American. But he does have the odd English thing, which is going to cause him problems, I think, at school, because people are not going to know what he's talking about. And in fact, I got the list for back to school items that I'm supposed to buy for him. I don't know what any of these things are. You guys have a whole. I'm like, what is a pencil box?
Wait, run them by me. Run them by me that okay. You don't understand.
So you guys have, well, we call, should I go down this road? You call erasers. We don't call those erasers. We call them something else, Dan. Wait, and we call them something that I'm not going to talk about.
An eraser?
Yeah. Oh, did you say eraser?
Eraser. Okay. Eraser. So what do you call it?
Now, well, am I allowed to say that? That's the question.
Yeah, you can.
So because it's what we call it, right? Yeah. So we have a pencil, and on the end of the pencil, we have a rubber.
A rubber.
Correct.
Okay.
So if
you're giving him rubbers... Going back to school,
six.
You're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. You know, well,
parent-teacher conference.
Dan, trust me, I went to Target and asked where they were.
Has anybody seen my rubbers, Mommy?
Oh, it's
any honestly, other advice? What? Education. Anything else that I can help you with?
No, it's just everything is just slightly different. So, you know, what is the blacktop? They said, oh, when you come to school, you can't run, but you can run on the blacktop. What is a blacktop? Is it a playground? Nobody knows.
The top of the asphalt is black. It's the black top to the asphalt.
I love America. You know, you guys are so specific with the way you describe words. You know, like... You go into a house and there's a rug on the floor. You guys call that an area rug. Like it's for an area. And then you don't horse ride. You horse back ride because you're literally on the back of the... It's amazing. When you make a cup of tea, you make it in a tea kettle. Not just a kettle. It's a tea kettle. I love you guys. You guys describe everything. Black top. I love it. This is amazing.
Do you regret... So do you regret becoming American? Good luck with the licking tomorrow.
Good
luck buying your rubbers.
Oh, God, I'm never coming back on the show. All right, at least you didn't say the W word.
I didn't say wanker this time.
You did.
I did not. See you later.
Bye, Dan Patrick.
That's Rebecca Lowe, host of NBC's Premier League coverage. I'll talk to her in a year or so.
Moratorium?
Probably. We should take a break with each other. You know, we should see other people. I should see other hosts. You should see other TV people.
That's good times.
Yeah.
What is a pencil box?
The end of racer. I thought she was talking about razors.
Yeah, and a razor.
And a razor. And I go, a razor. Yeah, Paul.
There's a lot of things like that. The first time I was in London, there was this real estate store, and they had like a bunch of apartments. We were in a pretty nice neighborhood. And it said like 900 pounds or 900 euros.
To let?
Yeah. And I was like, 900 PW. I'm like, wow, 900 a month is pretty good for an apartment in this nice neighborhood in London. I asked what PW meant per week. So that means 4 weeks times 900, and that's what the price.
Let's take a break here, and we'll come back here on the Dan Patrick Show after this. And now a message from Discover about customer service common sense. You have credit card questions. It's nice to have somebody answer them. So when you call, you have somebody who's real, a live person. There's no robot there, somebody who understands the issues, and they actually will work to help you fix them. Somebody with a knack for helping. Somebody with a pulse. That's what you get with Discover. Offering helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. It's called live customer service. Wow, what a novel idea. Emphasis on the word live. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. weather gets a little bit warmer, all of a sudden the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I enjoy Rebecca Lowe, and having worked the Olympics with her, she was a delight to be around. She really was. Had a lot of fun with her, and she's really good at what she does. And she helped explain the sport to me, because we would have dinners when we were in Sochi with the Olympics, and we'd just talk, and I would listen to what her perspective was, and then she would listen to what my perspective was of, you know, the Premier League or American sports. But she's really talented, and I think she should be the main host of the Olympics. I don't know if they would let a woman do it. They should. But I think that she's really that talented that she could do it. And not that Mike Tirico doesn't do a good job. I just think Rebecca would offer a different perspective, a different look, an international feel to it with NBC. All righty. I got to get some phone calls. Fritzy always says, do you need to take phone calls? Yes, you do.
And we need to find out who's going grocery shopping, what they're doing this weekend.
No, this is where you connect with the audience, Todd.
That's true.
Yeah.
There's some good calls out there.
Yes, there are. And then there's Doug in North Carolina who joins us right now. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Wow. I'm just hurt and stunned, Dan. I have to tell you, in the last few days, I've totally flip-flop on Deshaun Watson. My first impression was that it was a slap on the wrist, but the more I've thought about it, there's a concept called time served, and whether it was voluntary or not, we're talking about an able-bodied athlete in his prime who lost a year of his career because of these charges.
But Doug, he chose to not play. He refused to play. So he didn't lose a season. He chose to sit.
He chose to sit, but that, I think, needs to be honored. And people who want to throw them, if you want them to go through counseling and pay a fine, that's fine. But I think six is an adequate number. I don't know. People are saying he deserves a year. He's already had a year, Dan.
You can't inflict your own pain there, your own punishment, and then have that factor in. I mean, he should have played last year.
Wasn't there a mutual agreement kind of between him and the Texans where the Texans said, listen, for the good of everyone, stay home. We'll pay you, but stay home.
He had to initiate this. I don't think he wanted to play for them ever again. The Texans then didn't want to play him because they didn't want to lose draft picks here once they were getting rid of him. But thanks for the phone call, Doug. I know that that's supposed to be, or that could be factored into the punishment. Hey, he sat out last year. Well, the judge didn't factor it in. So why should the NFL? Yeah, Paul.
I spend a lot of time laying around my house, but if I get in trouble and I get sentenced to house arrest, I can't say, hey, for the past 10 years, I've been playing a lot of video games at home. Can I bank those?
Paul in Buffalo. Hi, Paul. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 6 foot, the fluffy 247.
All right.
I just was wondering if you'd think that the NFL going for a year on Deshaun in the full season is more of a penalty against the Haslams for signing him for the ridiculous contract that they did, that the most of the NFL owners are kind of ticked off about that.
It's a great point, Paul. I was going to bring this up. I'm glad you reminded me. I think the other owners, now I don't know anything about this, I haven't heard anything, but I think the other owners are like, you better stick it to the Browns. And part of that might be, you gave him a ridiculous contract that now we have to react to. The Cardinals, the Ravens, whoever is next up, the Chargers are going to have to react to this with Justin Herbert. This changed the NFL. Remember, I came in and I said, hey, I'm hearing that Kirk Cousins is going to be the first guy ever to get his contract guaranteed. Everything was guaranteed. And I said, this is groundbreaking. So I had somebody who was involved in the negotiation said, it's going to all be guaranteed. I said, that's never happened. And it turns out it's Kirk Cousins who got it all guaranteed. Now you have Deshaun Watson's contract. The other owners cannot be happy about this. Now, do they get vindictive? They might say to the commissioner, look, you got to sit him down for an entire year. They may have ulterior motives in pushing the commissioner for that. But the commissioner, once again, according to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, he's not going to hear this appeal case. He's going to designate somebody. I don't know who that is, but just to let you know. Leonard in California. Hi, Leonard. Thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Good morning, Dan. 58157. I had a few musings I wanted your opinion on for, as far as this LIV Golf thing. Bryson DeChambeau was on the news this morning saying that it was coming to a head in terms of resolving with PGA Tour. My thought was you can't keep these guys off of the tour because you're depriving them of making a living, you know, they're just contractors trying to make a living in their own country. You can't.
Yeah, but the PGA Tour requires that you get permission to be able to play elsewhere. And the other part of this is they're not playing golf. These are like pro-ams. Go out and have fun. Well, if you say you got to have a certain number of points to qualify to play in majors or the Ryder Cup, that's to me how you get around this. Like they want those events, if you want to call it, to count. And it's not, they're not really events. And that to me is what stands out. Hey, why don't you play four rounds of golf? Why don't you make it real? And then we'll give you, you know, points. You know, World Cup points that you can apply to playing in the majors. That's all. But match the format that we're playing. It's called golf. It's called four rounds. You know, it's not, you know, just let's hit it and giggle. You already guaranteed money. Okay. You can still have your guaranteed money, but play four rounds of golf. Make it real or as real as possible. And it is a competitive field. But for us to recognize what you're doing, it's apples to oranges. It's apples to cucumbers. And I think that's where the PGA Tour and, you know, the Royal and Ancient and Augusta, they can say, no, you guys got to play the way we play. This is how we do it. And I think that's fair to ask. Plus, they say that they're not taking any more golfers. John Daly wanted to join. They said that they're not taking any more golfers. That is BS. So if Rory's available or Cameron Smith or Justin, we're all full. No room at the inn. Greg Norman didn't want John Daly. Yeah, Marv.
That's like waiting in line at the club. Oh, the club's full. Somebody else, better looking, better dressed, comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, man, come on right in. Wait, what happened? That's you, John.
Brittany Griner was found guilty, sentenced to 9 years in prison. This according to ESPN. Found guilty of drug possession smuggling in a Russian court outside Moscow. Sentenced to 9 years in prison. The true length of her detainment will be determined by negotiations on a prisoner swap between the U.S. and Russia. So that just came in. Breaking news. Sentenced to 9 years in prison. Then they're talking about a swap. You know, it was going to be two Americans for who the Merchant of Death, I think, is the title of this guy. You know it's trouble, you know, when you go, who's that guy? He's the Merchant of Death. I don't have to read between the lines. Guessing there's some problems over there.
That's a guy we might want to hold
on
to.
I'm going to go on the other side of the street. Hey, Merchant, how are you?
And that name wasn't on his birth certificate. It was not. He earned it.
No, I thought it was name. They call him Merch.
Steve, Merchant of
Death.
They
call him Merch. Hey, Merch, what's up? Yeah, Paul.
I already saw a couple of political analysts saying that the 9-year sentence for Griner is a negotiating ploy to up the negotiations.
Oh, they're going to want more than just the merchant of death here. Because now that the United States said, all right, we need two people out and we'll give you one. And then all of a sudden they're like, well, we want another person here, which is what it feels like it's going to be. Mark in North Carolina. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Mark.
2:40. Hello?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Okay. I have a question regarding, and this has been on my mind since the Nick Saban, his press conference. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. Y'all talked about he had a middle-of-the-road answer regarding name, image, and likeness. And in some respects, he was talking about how this could be damaging for some of your smaller schools, the mid-majors. But also, I mean, it benefits him, and there's no going back from it. You had mentioned in that same show about those bigger schools are probably not going to start looking at high schools recruiting. Instead, they're just going to be recruiting from the mid-major schools. So it had me wondering if do you see it turning into your Ohio States, your Alabamas, your LSUs, turning, you know, like the MAC schools, your OUs, Western Michigan, like a farm team. And instead of them having the big game here where there's an expectation.
And we got a bad connection there, Mark. I hope that it doesn't become that where you sort of pick and choose who you want. I mean, I would say if to these, you know, the big powers here, you know, you're going to have the transfer portal. That's what's going on now. And I don't like them decimating some of the smaller schools. But these kids prove themselves at a lesser power. You get in the transfer portal, now you can make some real money and you can go play for Alabama or Georgia. It's going to happen. I just don't want them to cannibalize college football. If you want to have it where you got all of these big-time schools and you got 40 of them, you know, can they create their own rules? But then once again, you're going to say to somebody at Eastern Washington or Central Michigan, you can't get in the transfer portal and come someplace. It's not fair to them because now they're fully developed. That's what the big schools want. They don't want to necessarily grab you out of high school. But if you're a 3-star who becomes a 5-star, now we want you. And that's what they're going to do because they can. Hey, you don't want to stay at Miami of Ohio. Come on in. We got $100,000 for you. And, you know, you can join us the last 2 years of your career. It's going to happen. I just don't like the cannibalization of college football. And that's what's going to happen. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, how scary is that? If you're one of those schools like Miami of Ohio, like you just said, where a kid that's a sophomore rushes for, you know, 1,200 yards.
Yeah.
Man, what do we got to do to keep this
kid?
Well,
I think Georgia Tech had a running back. And I was told by a college source that he's not staying there. And I think he went to Alabama. And then Pitt's, you know, wide receiver. He's not going to stay at Pitt. Went to USC. That's going to happen. And it ruins some of the nice stories that you have in college football. But it's the haves and the have-nots. I mean, this is what college football set up. This is what the chancellors, the educators, the, you know, the presidents, they asked for this. They knew it was coming. And it's all about money. It has nothing to do with the student athlete. They're even, you know, bitching and moaning about the name, image, and likeness. Like, oh, we shouldn't be, you know, Kirby Smart's going to make $10 million a year. He's like, you know, the kid's making too much money. It's not your money. Nick Saban, oh, we want a, you know, level playing field. You know, we want equality. No, you don't. You didn't want it before. Now you want it? Yes, Marv.
Yeah, this amateur sport crap. Look, college stadiums are bigger than NFL stadiums. I've said it 3 or 4 times since I've been on the show. Like, come on. It's 100,000 at Tuscaloosa. It's 75,000 at MetLife. Don't tell me this is an amateur sport.
And look at Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel had that season, unbelievable season at Texas A&M. And all of a sudden, the donors came in, and next thing you know, got a new stadium, or they're adding on to the building additions on there. Renovations. It's because of Johnny Manziel. Yeah, Paul.
You know what team I'm really curious about with all this is North Dakota State. Everyone knows the Bison, that they're a brand, they won AA, FCS, but do they ever kick the tires and say, look, if this were ever a time to join the Big Ten, I would rather have North Dakota State than Rutgers if I had the choice. I think they have more of a football background and history than Rutgers football, and they would do more for the Big Ten. I'd rather have Iowa State, but like I wonder if North Dakota State says now's the time to make that jump or never.
You get far more attention by staying where you are.
We watch the 1AA FCS playoffs, and we expect them to win, and it's shocking when they don't. But I don't know if there's anywhere to go with that further than that. They could just keep pounding people for years.
Yeah.
Or this is the time we go to the Big Ten. But
I wonder what would have happened with Trey Lance, with name, image, and likeness now, transfer portal. He would have had that 1 year where they went undefeated, and I don't even think he threw an interception. He'd be with another school. He'd be with Alabama, right? Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey will join us next Tuesday. Been a while since we've gotten him. We've asked for him, but he'll be joining us coming up next Tuesday. A few things to talk to him about. By the way, did you know that last year was a rebuilding year at Alabama? They went to the national title. Okay. Here is Nick Saban with our buddy Greg McElroy.
You know, we've had a lot of freshmen play here and contribute to the success of the team. And our upperclassmen really embrace these guys in a positive way. And I think that's a good thing for our program. So, you know, hopefully we'll have some of those guys emerge. But last year we had kind of a rebuilding year. So we should have 9 starters back on offense, 9 on defense. But 6 guys go out early for the draft. So now we have 5 back on offense and 7 back on defense. So that in and of itself creates a few more question marks, but it also creates opportunity for other players to be able to shine in the program and contribute in a positive way.
All right. Alabama, the odds on favorite to win it all, followed by Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson. USC and Texas A&M have the same odds, plus 2,500. Alabama's plus 175. A rebuilding year, and they had the number one recruiting class this season. Jared in California. Hey, Jared.
Hey, what's up, DP? 6'3", 210. Mm-hmm. Hey, and pretty sure I could take you down in a three shooting contest, buddy. Hey, just curious. They're pushing Overman's new show on local radio a lot, and I know you guys used to be close. Just curious what your guys' relationship is anymore. I know he got really political, and you stay away from that, which I think everybody appreciates. And he just seems like kind of an angry man, if you will. But just your thoughts on it, and curious to know what developed or didn't develop out of that over the years. But
we stay in touch, send articles to each other, text each other. Did this show up at ESPN, the anniversary show. I keep it light. You know, I want to have fun when I do this. There are times to be serious, but I promised you when I first started, when I left the mothership, that I was not going to be political. Now, there are times when there are things that have to do politics that intersect with sports, but I don't want to go out of my way to troll you. I'll never do that. I'd rather stop doing it than trolling you. I want to be fair to the story. But I don't want to go out of my way and try to incite something or have a hot take on something. Hopefully it's an educated take. Well, I try to make it an educated take. But with Keith, we went our separate ways even when we did SportsCenter. You know, we had different lives. But when he's the best teammate I ever had, bar none. And he helped change, he changed SportsCenter. He single-handedly changed SportsCenter. His approach, and he was a great teammate. I mean, that's all I can say. Everything else that he's done or where he's done it, that's what Keith wanted to do. And for you to consume or not consume. You know, I have people coming up, and then they'll be like, oh, I hate Overman. Okay, okay. Or, hey, I never missed his show. Okay. I mean, I'm not his brother. I worked with him. And people think we worked longer than we did. We worked 5.5 years together. That's it. And then it broke up. He wanted to go to Fox Sports. He went. I stayed. But I will always have great admiration. He's one of the most talented people I ever worked with. Great writer. And he worked hard and he cared. And some of the stuff that happened behind the scenes with ESPN, I mean, was he tough to deal with? I'm sure he was for a lot of people. I will say that he fought, truly fought, not literally, but truly fought for everybody there. If there was something that somebody was, you know, that they were bothered by or whatever it might be, he wanted to have equality. He wanted to have justice there at the mothership. He really did. Behind the scenes, he really did. It was important to him. And he was honest. All right? He was. But when we got on the air, we created something. And he and Berman are probably the two most important people in the history of that place with what they were able to do. Chris doing it when maybe nobody was watching or nobody was certainly doing what he was doing. And then Keith came in and, you know, we took it to another level, a different level. And there have been a lot of other contributors. Absolutely. But those are the two most important people that I've was around at the mothership. Tip in Kentucky, and I'm not trying to be humble here. I'm just telling you God's honest truth is of how I feel about, you know, Keith and Chris and ESPN. Hey, Tip, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, how are you and the guys today?
Great.
Good. First time caller, long time listener. It's great to talk to you all. Love listening to you all.
Well, thank you, Tip.
For having me on.
Yes.
I know I got to make this quick because if I don't, you're like the suit Nazi, except for you're the show Nazi and you'll cut me off. No show for me.
Here we go, Tip. Let's go. Come on.
I'll make it quick. First, I wanted to offer a bet. I'm a Dolphins fan, so I wanted to see if anybody wanted to bet a pie to the face that the Dolphins would win the AFC East. And then secondly, I wanted to leave the show by saying from a line from Smokey from the movie Friday, the big 20-10-10. Well, you all have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Anybody want a piece of Tip with a pie to the face? He's got the Dolphins winning the AFC East. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, that's, I'll take that.
You'll take that.
Yeah, no sweat.
Okay. All right, Tip, you got a bet. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
By the way, I blame Yoko for breaking you and Keith up. Let me see. But this day in sports history... New York Yankees outfielder Dave Winfield threw a baseball during warm-ups that accidentally killed a seagull.
Mm-hmm.
After the game, Toronto police arrested him for causing unnecessary suffering to an animal. They didn't arrest the seagull for trespassing if it didn't get hit, but then, let's see, 1986, the USFL called off the 1986 season.
It was on this date, 1993, Robin Ventura went to the mound, and Nolan Ryan was waiting for him.
Noogies.
He gave me some noogies.
Have you seen there's like a documentary about Nolan Ryan?
No.
Yeah. It looks awesome.
What did I learn today?
Jason Gatch had one of Michael Irvin's favorite lines. I was just trying to do the wrong thing the right way.
What we learned brought to you by Discover. Redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. We'll talk to you tomorrow on a Meat Friday. Take care. One more item as we close out the show. Callaway didn't just create their longest irons ever with the new Rogue ST. They made their longest irons ever perform at the highest level for every player. Rogue ST irons come in four different offerings. The most popular is the Rogue ST Max, designed for the widest range of players because of its refined game improvement shaping and incredible combination of speed and forgiveness and all-around performance. There's the Rogue ST Pro. Well, that might not be in my area here. Callaway's best game improvement model, Max OS. That gives me the mid to high handicapper, a total forgiveness with high launch, wider soles, and enhanced offset. Max OS Lite, most forgiving high launch iron. Comes with wider soles, increased lofts, and a lightweight package for the players with slower swing speeds. No other irons like this. Nobody performs like the new Rogue ST irons. Find your Rogue ST irons at callawaygolf.com/go rogue.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.